I want to make a turn from it, putting aside another one like that, come to think of it. And I want to read, one thing that happened last night in the class, I want to try to, one of the good things I thought was happening is, whatever position we were taking, we were willing to exaggerate it in order to find out, you know, really where we were, what the issues were. And I felt, I remember making one remark about, someone said, don't you feel, something about how is it to be a poet, or are you inhibited by society and so on. I told about teaching at a very conservative college, and someone saying to me, how can you do that? Don't you feel a lot of pressure? And I said, I don't feel any pressure because I'm already square. You know, this kind of feeling. So I was purposely exaggerating that a bit, but I want to read a really, an extreme poem that went over very well in that town. And then after I wrote it, I wanted to send it to a place. I like to try to challenge editors by sending something that may seem sort of strange for their periodical. And this was published in a kind of an unusual place for such a conservative poem. It's called From the Gradual Grass. Imagine a voice calling. There is a voice now calling. Or maybe a blasting cry, walls are falling, as it makes walls be falling. Then from the gradual grass, too serious to be only noise, whatever it is grass makes, making words, a voice, destruction is ending. This voice is promising quiet. Silence by lasting forever grows to sound endlessly from the world's end, promising, calling. Imagine. That voice is calling.